So far, the Federal Railroad Administration has received 42 requests from across the country. One of those came from Dodge County Assistant Highway Commissioner Pete Thompson, who asked for a report as part of an upcoming road project.
It doesn't help in any way of what we wanted to know. How long the bridge will last? Is there any planned upgrades or repairs due to the condition of the facade?
Thompson says they're concerned for people's safety after receiving reports of water pouring out of the bridge's sidewalls. Wisconsin and Southern Railroad owns the rail bridge. The company's bridge structure supervisor says it's inspected every year and in very good condition. He adds looks aren't an indicator of structural integrity. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio. Alan Stankovitz is with the La Crosse chapter of Citizens Acting for Rail Safety. Stankovitz says an inspection report he obtained about a swing bridge crossing the Mississippi River doesn't say much.
It doesn't explain what type of inspection was done, how thorough the inspection was done, what things were found that need to be monitored.
Canadian Pacific owns the rail bridge. CP spokesman Andy Cummings says they're meeting federal reporting requirements.
That said, we will go further, and we are willing to meet with public staff from cities and counties that typically pose these questions.
Cummings says the Mississippi drawbridge is safe to carry trains and is inspected each year. Stankovitz says other agencies have recommended replacing the 115-year-old bridge. CP says there are no plans to replace the bridge. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.